side of me. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's not. But I'm like, well, this is exactly how it was when we stopped rolling, so I'll just keep it this way. What the f*** am I doing, and why can't I stop?
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
It was nothing against the podcast experience, but I did not like those microphones.
Oh.
Because I couldn't, like, keep... I felt like I was either, like, really close to it, or even when I thought it was really close to me, I, like, couldn't hear myself.
Are we supposed to hear ourselves?
Yeah, you can hear. So, like, I can hear myself now. But to me, I sounded... Maybe it was my headphones.
Which podcast?
The one we just did?
No,
sorry.
Sounds like we had headphones.
The Natural. Shout out. Natural.
Shout out.
We went on their show. Go check it out. I hope Kyle doesn't hate me.
Kyle?
It was very fun. They were very welcoming. And I did that thing I do where my brain always gets distracted. And I came into the conversation at the inopportune time. Just go watch the episode. It's a fun one. Hope you had fun, Kyle.
I hope it's
and
out
Derek
by the time
too.
This is out.
Right.
I don't know when our episode comes out with them.
I have no idea. Much like I don't have an idea about much lately. I was kind of happy that we didn't pod when we were supposed to pod and that we're able to pod now.
Yeah, I was like, we could use a couple hours of delay because it might give us a little more time to think of.
Yeah. And it's
like, to recoup.
The funny thing is, like, when you start, it's funny because I know coming back from my trip.
Yeah.
We're going to have so much to talk about.
Right.
But it's not that we don't have anything to talk about. It's just that
we pod every day.
I wonder if things like get repetitive to people. Like, are we talking about the same things? It's like when you have too much proximity to a lover, you can have the same thing where you're like, well, have we exhausted everything? Or you're too tired from doing so much that you don't even have time to process the other things that have happened to talk about.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, is anyone still listening? Please leave a comment.
I don't know.
Leave a rating.
I know. It's like, it's funny too. Cause like, so, you know, like my boyfriend will be like, hey, so like, what's your episode going to be like about today? And I look at him every time. Cause it's every time. And I'll be like, I don't know. And then he'll be like, so do you guys ever plan? And I say this every time. No, like sometimes, but like, and he goes, well, maybe you should. And I'm like, that would be normal people, but we don't do that. And like, I mean, I don't. You do.
Should we have more
substance?
No, we have a substance. I'm just wondering, like, should we be talking about things that other people are talking about? But then I don't know.
Why would you be listening to us then if we talked about everything else that everyone talked about?
Exactly. Like, there are so many things that we could talk about, and we talk about stupid shit instead. Because honestly, I feel like even sometimes, like, the podcasts that I listen to, not all podcasts, but like, the same trends, and it's like everybody has their own like funny rendition, and I get sucked into doing that too, because that's how you gain an audience, is just by doing the same shit. And I find it really exhausting and repetitive, and even just hearing like one person kind of make a circuit of a bunch of podcasts, it's like we were talking about with them before recording about how it does kind of start to feel like you've heard the same thing here and there, and I just don't want to do that. Like, I don't think we ever even mentioned The Hawk to a Girl.
No, and I never even seen it.
You've never seen it?
No, and I've avoided it.
Do you want to keep it that way?
I kind of am.
Hell
well,
yeah.
Because I know it could be easily... You have something on your tooth.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Oh.
So thanks. It could be easily looked up at any moment, right? I found out about... Yeah, it was lipstick. Okay. I found out about Hawk to a girl from a friend of my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, my boyfriend's friend. And he's like, oh, that Hawk to a girl. And this was a couple weeks ago when it was fresh. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear about it. It went viral overnight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess. And so I'm not on TikTok. Yes, I'm on Instagram. But like, I have a TikTok. I just don't go on it. And my Instagram, I guess it hadn't hit my feed yet. Because, you know, I get like the random like you do.
Instagram is not like the Facebook of TikTok. And I didn't even see it on TikTok either. I saw it on Instagram. That's how you know how old we are.
Yeah, exactly. And so like when I had to ask him to explain what Hawk Tua was, you know, I was like, oh, that sounds like the stupidest ever. I'm definitely going to avoid it now. Thanks.
Got to spit on that thing. Like, yeah, of course. Duh. Like, what are we doing? We're out there like dry sucking cocks. Like, you got to spit on it.
Hold on. Let me get this pixie stick.
It's not groundbreaking. And it's like, I'm sure she's like very nice and very cool. Like, yeah, but that's fine.
We're not hating on her.
It's nothing against her. I'm just like, that kind of stuff. I'm like,
that goes viral.
I don't know why. I get it. It's funny. It's an internet, whatever. But I guess I don't get it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. One ticket to
It's like me and people. I'm just like, I really don't understand. I was talking to my man about that the other night. I was like, no, but like, I don't understand 99.9% of people. I don't get it. I don't relate to it. And then I feel even weirder because I'm like,
for
on the outside.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, this isn't something most people think about. Right. And I'm like thinking it to death because I'm like, I'm really trying so hard to understand people that therefore I do so much research and I dive so deep in and I so try from their perspective and I can't. So then it makes me even more frustrated. I'm like, what the f- is wrong with me?
Am I broken?
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm sure she's great. Like I said, this is zero hate at all.
But it's like that point. It's like almost like with Barbie, like how so many people were into it. And like we both held on to not seeing it mm-hmm. for so long to the point where we both gave in together. And we're like, all right, let's plan a night where we watch it and like give it a shot. Mm-hmm. Because we kept hearing about how great it was.
Yeah.
But like with Hawk 2, I didn't hear how great she was. It was just like, oh, did you see it? She's gone viral. Blah,
the remixes.
Blah, blah. It's like, oh, cool. There's remixes. I don't even. What?
Yeah.
Like, guys, get alive. Get alive. No,
I hope that she gets a lot of money, though.
Me too.
Because I feel like you should get a lot of money if that many people know about you, even if it's something stupid. And the fact that you have to put up now with all of these people knowing you, she deserves financial compensation. I hope she gets her bag, honestly. I don't even know what her name is, but Hawk to a girl, wherever you may be, I hope that you're smashing
it. And if you're listening, please call in 702-900-6446.
Oh,
we'd love
shit.
To hear from you and all of your success.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Shout out. But yeah, so we have both exciting things coming up. I'm going to California. That's not exciting, but it's traveling. I'm wondering how that's going to go because with all the like air flight things that are going on, like delayed flights. So all the delayed flights, all the like travel shit. Did you hear about how Interstate 15 was closed recently? And people that were traveling from California to Vegas, Vegas to California, were pretty much screwed. So,
why was it closed down?
There was some like, they were either working on the roads or accident. I can't remember. Maybe some sort of big accident, like with a big rig or something. Look it up. I'm not sure. We're not the news. But there was a big, big closure on Interstate 15 over the weekend. And people were stuck in traffic going to LA. Like that would take normally 5 hours. 16 hours
what
by car
fuck?
So like I'm like kind of concerned with how
so big rig accident.
See,
all lanes of I-15 opened following days long
yes
closure.
Yes,
holy
so
shit.
This made me nervous the other day thinking about, because I have to go to California. Like there's family issues, there's things that I have to go and take care of. But she's the thing is, a super spy. Imagine if I'm like having to fly and that gets delayed and then I decide, oh, whatever, I'll just drive. And then something like that happens. I'll never get there.
No.
And I'm okay with not going, but I have to go. So there's a difference. You know what I mean? So I just, I'm not looking forward to it. You get to travel and go do something exciting, which I'm excited for you to do. And you'll be with your honey and you get to explore and go see.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
Some really cool shit. So I'm looking forward to seeing your photos and posts and bring home some mustard.
I will. I bought dresses just to wear there because I was like,
and you're gonna leave them there?
I should dress like a pretty girl on my adventures. And I can swish my skirts around the countryside.
I love all your new dresses, the ones that you just posted recently.
Thanks.
They're so pretty and feminine.
Thanks. Yeah, it feels awkward wearing them sometimes. It was funny because I put on this white one and I felt like, oh, it was like very hugging of my curves and it's looking very nice. And I saw the video from the back and like my lats are so big that it wasn't zipped all the way up in the back. So it looks like I'm like splitting it at the seams.
You are.
And I was like, all right. So, but if you adjust the straps, you can pull it down a little past the big part of
the
lat.
Is it the blue with the white with the blue flowers? It's like so pretty. I love it.
Dude, that was crazy though. It was funny because, okay, I don't leave the house very often. So when I do, I want to look cute.
Yep.
So I'll do like makeup and then I'm like, well, I have makeup done. So when I get home, I have to make content. Otherwise, it's a big waste of time.
To be fair too, when you drink a lot of liquid IV, use our promo code.
That's right.
You can get wet a lot quicker. Listen, trust me. Are you thirsty? Are you dry?
We all want to get wet quicker. I don't know what to tell you. You know, even if you like some foreplay, you want to be wet right away because nobody wants to be rubbing around a dry clit. You know what I mean? And that's the same thing that comes down to it when you're trying to lick a nibble or, you know, maybe nibble on the tip of a penis. Like whatever it is that you want to do, you need to have hydration because you need to have saliva. You need to have all that good stuff going on or you're going to have a really bad time. So I want you to go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on absolutely everything that you purchase.
Everything.
And it helps support the show. You get CTT technology and it's just, you can have water, right? And water's great. Water's good for you, all that fun stuff. But it can get kind of boring, just like sex. It's like bringing a toy into the bedroom when the sex gets boring. It's like just add a vibrator in. And in this case, you're just going to add 16 ounces of water to one stick of liquid IV. And that's what you're going to bring into the bedroom. And that's what you're going to bring into your life. Better hydration for you, the ones you love, and the ones that maybe you don't love, but you do fuck sometimes. Because it's still important to be hydrated if you're going to get down with the good stuff. So go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping on everything that you purchase, and we thank you for supporting the podcast. But I put on my dress, my blue dress, just to go to Trader Joe's. Once again, still think could be a cult, but that's all speculation, just for jokes. But I put on that white dress and I had my hair nice, my makeup. So many people talked to me and I regretted wearing it. I had people asking, like, it was very nice. It was not like whatever, but it was like, oh, is that the dress from TikTok? And which shop did you get it from? Because there are all these fakes. And oh my God,
people
look so
noticed
pretty.
The dress?
The dress. And then like just kept flooding me with compliments to the point that I was so uncomfortable that I forgot like half the things I was going to buy. And I just like ran. Like I just left with like flowers and like a protein bar. It was not what I wanted.
You were like, shit.
Oh, fuck. But it cracked me up. I was like, this stuff is fucking dangerous, dude. I don't even know if I should bring this on the trip because I don't need that many people talking to me. And it's nothing personal. It's just that, like,
maybe it's opposite over there, though. Maybe if you dress really nice, people won't talk to you. Maybe it's only in the U.S.
Do you know how I learned masking? From Barbie in the original Toy Story. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Yeah. All right. That's not what I want. But when people start talking to me in public, and especially if they're not someone I have to give a death stare to, because that exists as well. But if they're people who are being nice, it's just like it was all of the overt niceness of Trader Joe's, but completely targeted at me specifically from multiple people and some shoppers to the point that I was like, I felt under barrage and I wasn't here.
You're like, this isn't fair. I was not prepared for this.
I was just like, oh, it looks kind of cute. And I was like, I didn't need like 80% of people at Trader Joe's speaking to me, which is not like, everyone's like, how dare you speak to me? It's like, it makes me uncomfortable.
It's like the Truman Show. She's here, everybody. Act normal. Pretend like you're working.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And really, they're not working at all until you walk in.
They weren't
in.
Even shoppers.
No.
They were just there.
They were staged.
TikTok shops sent them to Trader Joe's, yes, to be like, so that other people who were real people could see the interaction. They're like, maybe I do need that dress off of TikTok. Like,
ding dong.
And I don't know if I consented to that. I probably did somewhere in like the terms of service. Like when you buy from TikTok if they see you in the wild, they're allowed to use you for advertisements.
Just type yes or no if you'd like this for it to continue.
Oh, we don't have rights to any sort of privacy. It's crazy.
Also, our music video has launched.
Yes.
It is now public. Mm-hmm. No longer just to the patrons. Although if you're not a patron on our Patreon, let's be real. What are you doing?
And also, by the time that this episode airs, because this is filmed in advance in preparation for travels.
In the past.
If there is not 2,000 plays on the music video on YouTube, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I know what I'm going to do.
But it's not going to be pretty. I might do an entire month in a bald cap. Don't fuck with me.
Oh,
you
that's
guys need
cool.
to play it. Over
in a bald cap for a month.
Can you imagine?
The same one too.
The
not
same
even
one.
Changed.
I don't even take it off. Like
it
in between,
might be stinky.
Maybe all of my content on the OF that is also in a bald cap. Like I'm not allowed
and
to
no
show
titties
my head. No
for
titties
a month.
For a month. Can you imagine?
No titties.
I just have like the little the silicone covers.
And a bald cap.
Yeah.
And one for here.
Oh my God.
No, wait, and one for here. Like, that just makes it smooth.
Yeah.
Nothing here.
Although.
You're closing up shop.
Maybe I'm closing up shop if it doesn't have 2,000 plays. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You better have it on repeat, everybody. And that goes for me, too.
This is a warning.
If it doesn't have 2,000, now you have double threats. If it doesn't have 2,000 plays, we could double it and say 4,000. Plays, but we're going to be not greedy and say 2,000.
2,000.
2,000.
It should be.
Each.
It should be a lot more.
It should be a lot more. And if it's over,
and
shame on us.
If it's 2,000 views or more, should do something.
Yeah, we always will. We're going to take over the world.
We'll have to think of something to do. We'll address this when I'm back for sure. But I did want to tell you,
we do have stuff planned for when you're back too. Big things.
Big things.
So you guys stay ready.
You
can't tell you or spoil it.
Also, fuck, where was I? Grasp. Come back to me. Oh, okay. So I was making, I was pulling it out of the air.
I didn't want to talk.
Thank you. I was, damn it. Grasp. Grasp. Oh, okay. All right. I got it. So spit it out. This motherfucking thing couldn't fit my mouth. You know the John Holmes
yes.
replica dildo that I have? Like just basically for foot job videos is what I use it for because my feet are so big that my feet on a just an average size dildo is ridiculous. Like your dick looks less. Like that's, they're so big. It would make any man's dick look small. So I use the big, giant, like 12, whatever, 13 inch John Holmes dildo for my big ass feet. Because then they look cute and small. So, but I have a sub. Shout out. And he likes.
Shout out.
He really likes to be a slut for daddy. And he calls me daddy.
Ooh.
And he wants to take daddy's big dick in his slutty little throat. So what I did is I put on a pair of boxers for a video to him and I put the John Holmes dick in the boxers where it comes out like because it wouldn't fit into anything.
Yeah. It's
but boxers. But it's like pulling the boxers down.
Falling.
But then I just have this huge dick hanging to almost my knee.
How did it feel?
It's so heavy. It felt so powerful.
Did it feel amazing? It
felt so powerful. I felt like Mark Wahlberg in a
Boogie Nights. I'm a star.
It was so big.
I'm a shining star.
But it was
star.
So it was so funny because I've never seen it in that context. And it's like a fucking forearm just like hanging out of these boxers. And I was like, I'm so confused with how powerful I feel right now.
I love that for you. Is that another one of your masturbation tricks?
I would not masturbate myself to myself with a huge penis. Maybe I would. I don't think so, though.
I think you should.
That's
do it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Do it for me. What did I say about, like, okay, so you've already done a strip tease with a strap on.
Yeah.
Oh, we have other ideas. Yeah.
Oh, but Gosh. But making content, it was making me think this the other day, is so fun because I get to play so many roles. My favorite ones are definitely my dominant roles because it's where I feel I can truly shine. I have been so bullied and pissed on over the years that it's something that I know how to replicate very well, and it makes me feel very powerful and I enjoy it, and it's a very fun power dynamic. I love it. But you get to put on so many different characters, whether we're doing something that's like cosplay or something that's submissive and like put on a whole story. I'm like, it's just so fun. Like, it's so fun. It gives all of my personality something to do.
Also kind of brings back the like Disney villain type of shit too. Oh, yeah. In your inner heart.
Yeah.
You know, like the stuff that you love watching when you were little. So it's like, it brings it to life.
Did you have a favorite villain?
No. I hated them. They scared me. I'd be like, ah! I was more of like, I liked the,
that's so
you know,
funny.
Like the little fairies, the ones in Sleeping Beauty, the ants, you know, the ones that took care of like Sleeping Beauty, the little fairy.
Oh.
You know, Flora and all those fauna.
Yeah.
I like them.
Oh.
I like Thumper.
I like the dragon.
I like Thumper. See, I'd be scared. Maleficent, no way.
Yeah, Maleficent was so cool. She's, anyway.
Yeah.
You're like, I like Baloo, and I'm like, I like Shere Khan. Someone commented, thank you for you who commented on YouTube reminding me of the name because I couldn't remember at the time. Fuck, that's so funny. I feel as much fun as I had on the podcast that we did recently, like, it makes me so tired to eat this early in the day. Like, I'm not...
Oh, and we ate heavy. Like, heavy food.
Yeah. And so... I'm, like, sleepy, so I need to consult my notes, because I know I had a few things.
Well, we ate with Kitty Pineapple and Haley Brooks, so shout out to them. You guys will see that in the future. Mm-hmm. No spoilers on that. But we had some food with them. It was delicious. And nutritious.
This wasn't even in my notes, but... the post office.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is
coffee didn't work.
Yeah. At the post office. What is going on?
And you're getting there on time, early, before it opens, right?
Yeah. Like, I showed up, like, as they're opening the doors. And I'm talking, like, I had so much to do today. It's been a lot. And then my phone
Since
is going
morning.
Off, and I'm trying not to, like, just give things my focus, but everything requires my focus. And it's been a lot. But I had it all planned out to a T. And I get there, there's five people in front of me, the line, no big deal. It took to the point that I'm like, I got my little sex and shit going on in my DMs. Because I was there for like 45 minutes to an hour in line to get like one slip, one package.
And the line was only like, what, six people deep?
Yeah, so I was like the fifth or sixth person in line when I got there. And two of them were together, like a couple. So I didn't like even know that. So it was like... not that many people.
So by
By the time I got up to the little, like, where you give them the slip and shit like that, the line was out the door, like, to where the door slide in. People are just
imagine
like...
imagine how long that line is going to be.
I was like, this is fucking insanity. And then I look through the little window, because I'm starting to get to the point that my fingers are doing this fucking thing. I'm just trying to, like, realize that I'm wearing pink sunglasses. Shout out Jessica Johnson. They're amazing sunglasses. Reminding myself that people can still see your facial expression through them, and trying to keep it very mellow, because I was about to lose my fucking shit. Because they're just standing in the back. Like, you can see them through the window. And it reaches this point that, like, the person who, first off, is starting to, like, read out slips and stuff like that, I don't think can read, because there's no way that it should be taking that much time. And just so slow with everything. And then there's people just standing around doing fuck all. They're not having a fucking meeting. Someone's on their goddamn cell phone. Like, I was like, there's so many people in line right now. Would it not be better to just come together in a fucking group and do something? It's like the lazy fucking river, man. And I feel like it's gotten like that everywhere. I'm like, nobody wants to work anymore. Working hard or hardly working. Working hard or not at all. It's like there's no in between anymore. And I don't really understand it. Because it seems like, could you not, would you not have more enjoyment completing the tasks set out for you or providing assistance to other people to keep a level mood for everyone, including yourself, and not letting things pile up to the point of like, everybody is just fucking pissed off. Like, is there no respect for anybody else's time? Like, whatever you are doing on your fucking phone is not that important.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Or you wouldn't be at work. Like, I don't really understand this. Like, even like some of the people that I've tried to like work with and like hire to help with projects and things like that, like, not anybody recently, this is not like anyone specific, this is many, many moons ago, because we do not work with people like this anymore.
That drains your soul if we can avoid it.
So, but it's like, are you not excited about this thing? I know we've said this before, but like, and I'm not saying that you have to be excited to do whatever. I'm just like, it feels like nobody gives a fuck. Like, 99% of people do not give a single fuck. And it just, like, it feels like nobody gives a shit about other people. Nobody is paying attention to anybody but themselves. The amount of, near accidents that I saw the other day just trying to go get us, like, a cheesecake was insane. Like, and then see a couple people with, like, road rage where some guy put his blinker on, another guy sped up so that he couldn't get over, but the guy accelerates, gets in between them, and the other guy starts beeping and chasing him down. Like, it's madness. And with parking lots, if you are from California and you've moved to Las Vegas, please understand that this is not where you came from. Don't turn it into a place like this, because parking lot etiquette is already bad enough as it is without you not paying attention and driving down the middle of the fucking lane that nobody can get out of, hemming and hawing and waiting for an open spot when there's five more available. Can we just not? All right. Mm-hmm. Nobody's fucking. Anyway, you want one of these?
Yes.
Ginger orange lozenge.
Want to hear something creepy?
Yes.
So I told you briefly today about how I was watching a documentary. Mm-hmm. For all of you guys not in Las Vegas or Nevada, there is a lake here called Lake Mead.
What is this? Ginger orange lozenge.
Wow. At first, it smelled like root beer.
You like it because it's chalky, but not crazy chalky.
This is really weird. What is this? I don't know. Anyways, I'm not going to spit it out. Lake Mead is a lake that exists here in Nevada. Is it man-made? Probably.
I think so.
Hoover Dam. Man-made lakes. It's probably man-made.
And I know woman-made, perhaps.
Woman, probably. I'm just
kidding. Anyways, I don't give a fuck.
I'm watching this freaking documentary on it because, you know, we go there often. It's a lake, you know, and it has like so much history of like, you know, from the mob, people like getting killed off and thrown into the lake there. So obviously, once the levels of water have continued to drop over the years, also bodies have turned up, limbs, whatever, blah, blah. I also didn't share this with you, though, which is fucking crazy, that there has been reported sightings of shape-shifting objects out there. And by objects, they mean like, people that are shape-shifting into coyotes.
What?
Yeah.
What is this documentary? Where's
it's called Lake of Death. And
shape-shifting wolves?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No. All right, I'm looking this up right now. Shape-shifting wolves.
Lake Mead.
Shape-shifting.
Coyotes, not wolves.
Oh,
Coyotes.
Oh, Caillou. Do you remember Caillou?
This is the weirdest candy I've ever had in my life. Not sure.
Simon got a bunch of them in Asia.
What do they do?
Like, you can just, I just chewed on mine. It's like a ginger and orange. It's like, it's got a bunch of vitamin C and stuff in it.
I mean, I know it's probably good for me. Okay, did you find it?
Okay, hang on. Honey, what does it make you think of? sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner. If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Play Box has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Play Box and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Please read it out loud.
Oh, Reddit knows things.
Okay, and?
Oh, this is just about the, hang on.
Lake Mead.
Lake Mead.
Shape-shifting coyotes. Or just type in shapeshifter.
Shape-shifting coyotes.
Lake Mead, Nevada. I'm not lying, you guys. You can go and watch the documentary yourself. Whether or not it's true, that's totally not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it just was weird. And they actually had, like, illustrations of, like, people, like, shape-shifting from, like, human form to, like, coyote. What are you seeing?
Whoa. Okay. Ghost Adventures Lake of Death special yes. episode discussion.
It was crazy. They went through tunnels.
The author says there's a portal. Mm-hmm. The guys ask how or why, and all she says is she saw a shadow and there was a murder. And by the way, the Hoover Dam is the throne of Satan.
Yeah, they said it is the shape of the throne of Satan.
What are you watching?
Girl, I watched it before bed.
Why would you do that?
Because I had to. I'm sick.
This is so funny.
I'm sick.
Like the first thing that comes up for shape-shifting coyotes is from the Lake Las Vegas Review Journal. Coyotes aren't to be trifled with, Ranger warns Lake Mead visitors. Why? Because they're shape-shifters.
Yeah.
Shit.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, come on.
Do you really think that the Hoover Dam is the throne of Satan?
No, they're just saying it's the shape.
The shape of Satan.
The shape of the throne.
Oh. But how do they know what Satan's throne looks like?
No one knows. No one was next to Satan when he was on his throne. You know what I mean? It's all he said, she said.
Isn't it funny, though, that, like, all right, but the opposite, like, is that, like, a Christian myth? Is that a Satanist myth?
I don't know whose
myth. Is it, like, I'm just wondering where these things.
All I know is shape-shifting anything is a little bit weird, and if that is real, holy shit, crazy. They're saying that the water is so toxic. Obviously, if there's dead bodies, like of course it's gonna be toxic. They're saying things swim in the water that shape-shift. What fish?
That's like, weird.
It's crazy.
Like all the toxic.
The bacterias. They were saying, like, there was algaes that get really crazy out there, that they could be brain-eating amoebas. Like,
there are brain-eating amoebas. There's a sign for that, like, on this hot springs hike area that you can take. Yeah, like, don't submerge. And I don't even want to go, like, in it.
No.
If you think about it, it's even grosser now. Like, I don't even want to go in it.
Imagine it could get in you.
Dude, I don't even want to, like, think about that, because it's also, like, the dead bodies thing.
Yeah.
Now I don't ever want to swim in Lake Mead or anywhere around there. That's really, really gross.
And the thing is, I swim in it all the time because we have a houseboat there. I'm not going to not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I might, like, not, but I might.
Yeah.
I also don't know. I know a lot of people that wakeboard and do all that shit out there. Mm. So, like, I don't know what to believe. And you know what? I'm not a doctor and I'm not skeptical. So I'm just going to live my life because tomorrow's not even promised. What am I going to do? Live in fear every day?
Oh, and
of my own shadow?
If there's shape-shifting coyotes, what are we supposed to do about it anyway?
At least I'll go out in style.
Maybe if they bite you, you become one.
Yeah. Maybe. And then you live in a cave.
Could I have you on the pod again? Do you think you'd be cognizant?
If I don't eat you, sure.
Okay. That'd be cool. For some reason, I just picture like your head, but it's a coyote body.
Yeah.
Like it's just the head.
And it's just still me. But body is me, a coyote. Oh. But isn't that crazy? I had to share that
what,
with you.
It is crazy. What do you think your spirit animal is? Did we talk about this before?
Oh, yeah, koala.
We said this before, did we?
Yeah, because I would like to eat eucalyptus all day and get high.
That's right.
And then if you fuck with me, I'll fuck you up because koalas can be very mean.
Yeah, they can be. Everybody is always like, oh, koalas have chlamydia. It's not even the same chlamydia. It's not even the same chlamydia. It's not the same. Totally different.
Are they slutty?
Calm down. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Koalas seem a little slutty. They got those big booties. They're just like hanging around. They look at you. They're like, koala gives you a look.
I have a big booty.
You're a high slutty koala. That's so cute.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what's yours?
Fox. Whoa. Just pinned myself.
So maybe you'll be a coyote out in Lake Mead.
Good plan. That's our next skit. I just go out there. Ow! Just like howl.
Oh my God. I've been working out, right? The gym a lot.
Oh, you're getting the cramps.
No, my abs.
Yeah. But it's like that weird achy cramp that you get from training. Yep. It begins. And guess what? Guess what? For a while, it feels better. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm really strong. I can do more. And then you do more. And you're like, oh, it hurts again. But then you know you're on to your like next transformation. Like every time that you start to hurt again, you know something is working. So it's those lulls where you start to like not feel any sort of soreness when you do it. You're like, damn, I got to amp it up. That's
it
nothing
hurts
now.
It in my sleep. Yeah. It wakes me up.
Yep. I had that the other night because I did these like leg lifts like for abs. And I
I did those.
And I hadn't done it in a while. And I was like, oh, this is fine. This is super easy. And I did like 4 sets of 15. In the night, I woke up from abdominal cramps, like from just...
Yeah, and do you use weights on your ankles? Because I don't. Yeah. I don't. I just do my legs.
Oh, for the leg lifts? No, yeah. I do them like rapid. So I try to do that. And then I've done them with ankle weights before, but the ankle weights I currently have are like 8 pounds each.
Oof, no.
Like I'm mine like thudding like around the house, walking around in these ankle weights. Fee, fi, fo, fum.
Oh my God. No, but I mean, working out has been nice. I don't do it hard. I don't go like you.
But it feels good, doesn't it? Like
it feels good. I don't like doing cardio every day, but I have been doing at least like 10 minutes on the bike or like 10 minutes on the stairs.
That's
which
more
has
than
been
me.
Good.
Yeah, the stairs will fuck you up too.
Stairs are great. I like the stairs.
I've been missing the rollerblading because it's been too fucking hot. So I went the other night and I went for so long. Y'all may notice I do not have a vape with me anywhere in proximity. I do have a hunted, but it's fake. So I am on, I don't even know, a couple weeks now of no nicotine vape.
We're proud of you. That's amazing.
I use a couple of the Lucy patches now and then, and I have a zero nicotine vape that I use sparingly because I'm not a huge fan of it, but it helps with the oral fixation that I have. All right.
This is huge, you guys. And if you're not already a patron, subscribe now for this woman right
subscribe.
Here. Because that's huge. We're very proud of that.
Ooh.
I mean, quitting anything is not easy.
No, it's not. Like, it sucks because, so I had this thought the other day because I started to quit before, remember? And then I was like, I'm just stressed. I'm going to do it again. And I had a moment where I was thinking to myself, I was like, that's the same shit you did with alcohol.
Yeah.
So many fucking times.
Yeah.
Make this be the last fucking time. And I haven't been to buy anything. And I'm a little more testy. But
that's okay. Testes are testicles. So
yeah. So I've got some testicles to go through.
I can relate to that. Okay. So for me, drinking, I enjoy it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
But I haven't drank. And I had a moment where I was like, for me, karaoke hosting isn't the same vibe sober.
Mm-hmm.
then with like a couple drinks yeah. in me, right?
Yeah.
There's the drinks that bring out a little bit of your other side. That's like either if it's like a hostess or not a hostess, a personality or something that's a little bit like more than what you are normally. Yeah.
I felt like I was part, like I was finally, I understood what being a person was like.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing to like have that realization post not drinking.
Yeah.
And then especially going around situations where there is drinking and seeing other people and says like, no hate or anything. It's me yeah. personally that I... When I could not go to a social event without drinking, like I yeah. absolutely could not, because as soon as it was offered, I'm like, yes, if yes. I wasn't immediately seeking it out, because everybody was doing it and I didn't know. I thought, well, that the drinking is what makes them like this or whatever it was. But I finally felt like part of the group,
yeah,
part of the experience. Like I could make friends with anybody in yeah. an evening.
That's what drinking does.
Yeah.
It and gives you those wings of social yeah. butterfly, whatever.
Yeah.
So like for me, it was like a big wake up call that like the real me isn't that person. And that's shitty to realize, like for me, because I thought I could do both.
But you are. You're just not. You're not.
I don't enjoy it as much, though. Yeah, sober. That's true. So that's the problem. So the last karaoke we had, I had a couple cocktails. And Carlo was like, well, as long as you make it just for that day, mm-hmm. you know, then do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, OK, I'm over here 27 days, no drinking again. Feeling really good. And I'm so weak in my mind that I can't enjoy something that I do regularly. It was like a battle in my own head. Like, why can't I have as much fun doing this completely sober than when I do it with like a couple drinks? So in the end, moral of the story is I don't need to drink to have that much fun. But I just need to realize that in my head, at least I'm being authentic.
I think
it might not be as bubbly and as awesome as I feel when I'm drinking, but maybe one is real and one is fake, and get used to the real one because that's the real me.
I think it is. It's like posting a photo without any filters or any yeah. editing. That's what being sober is like. Sober.
And a lot of people, when I'm sober, ask if I'm okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you asking me that? It's making me mad now.
Yeah.
Because this is just me. And maybe I'm just a boring bitch. But like, that's just my reaction.
Yeah. And of course, but the thing is that you're not, because it is that thing of like, it puts a filter on everything. It puts a filter on drinking, puts a filter on how you see other people.
Yeah.
It puts a filter on how you see yourself, whether for good or for bad, because it can go both ways and real quick.
Fast.
And in a matter of like seconds, you can switch back and forth. Mm-hmm. That's why all the girls are in the bathroom drunk together, trying to like talk each other up and down.
Crying.
And all this other shit. Like it's wild in there.
Disgusting.
It's a lot. It's terrible. So, but it puts the filter on it that even then you're like helping this girl like hold her hair while she's throwing up or something. Like, we're going to be friends for life. We're probably going to go into business together. It's like drinking for girls in the bathroom is like cocaine for maybe men in a bathroom. It's like, we're gonna be friends forever, we're gonna partner together, we're gonna get through this, and I have all these ideas, and this is how you can get back at that man, and here's how you can build this business. Like, that's like the equivalent. We're all just like groveling over each other. It's wild. Like, it's insane. And when I'm sober, I don't have the capacity to
deal
sit there
with
and
that.
Like, I don't even have the capacity to handle bullshit from people who are sober. And I know that I was that person before, and I'm not anymore. And so now it's much harder to be in situations like that. It's why we don't really go to parties. We're not like whatever.
Social.
Like think about some of the parties that we have gone to in the past, like when
and ran.
Yeah,
within
like
an
we're
hour.
Like, we can do this, and it's like we do the little Irish goodbye, just like say hi to everybody, grab a couple photos, bounce.
Do because, the little lap.
Yeah,
and then leave.
And it's a lot, and it's not like that. These people like aren't fun. I just think I find these experiences that we have, whether it's making content, whether it's doing a podcast, whether it's doing a skit, that is what I find rewarding.
Going to comedy
I feel like
shows.
Going to a comedy show, it's like, I feel like seeing you and seeing me in a space together, working together, and not even just us, but people that we welcome into the space. It's those real authentic moments that you can't fake. There's no filter on it.
We don't have to be drunk.
No.
You know
and
what
it's
I
like,
mean?
And you remember everything.
Yeah.
It's like, there are so many nights that I thought was the best night of my fucking life that I don't even remember. Like, and what good was that? It was just wasted time, because it's like in a memory bank that I can't tap into because I wasn't me.
Yeah.
I was
so
like,
sharing that with you guys at home, because I don't know if anyone at home struggles with you know, wanting to drink, not drinking, whether it's smoking, not smoking, or whatever vices you might have, whether it's prescription medication, Xanax, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to feel like you're not yourself, or that those substances make you feel better, because they do, probably. They do alter whether it's your, like, serotonin or whatever it is in your body, that whether it's just the smoking fixation, it's all really hard, and it's really all hard to swallow when you really find out like what it is that makes you feel what you feel. So mm-hmm. like for me, like I said, I did the karaoke thing, I had some cocktails, and you know, there's moderation, which is cool, but like how much better do you feel the next day if you just like stick to like what you really should be doing, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I don't know, I kind of regret it. But, like, I kind of don't, because, like, it did make me feel good working that way. Like, so I was like, oh, yeah, I got this. But also, like, it made me feel weak to have to feel that way. So it was, yeah, like, a battle of both.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, like, there's a difference between having a proclivity or a weakness for something and then, like, letting it completely control you. And I think, like I don't think that you're an alcoholic. I think, like... I don't know if this is the case for you, but I don't think that you were at the point of drinking that I was. Like, I have a problem. Like, it's not just like, oh, I could just enjoy a couple drinks a night. It would be like a couple bottles a night.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, it's an easy escape when you feel like you deserve a reward, whether mm-hmm. it's a donut, whether it's a cocktail. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, I just really want to sip my mojito or whatever it is, you know, margarita. But it's a reward. It's a treat. It's an adult treat. And so that's how I saw it. And like when I'm hosting, yeah, the whole bar is like drunk.
Yeah.
Of course I want to get drunk, because everyone around me, surrounding me, is fucking wasted. It's a lot. Yelling in my ear, singing songs, and they're all having a blast.
And when you don't have the filter on,
it's really hard.
You see it for how it is. And you're like, fuck, I don't want to be here.
And I got to keep up.
Yeah.
You got to like. But... And so in that case, I don't know what I'm going to do for my next one. I might have a couple drinks again. I might not. But the thing is, don't beat yourself up if you're trying to, like, you know, let's say, like, quit something that you want. Well, maybe you can make that your treat day. Maybe, like, if, like, I want to drink, I can do it on my karaoke night. Maybe that's it. Or whatever.
And I think there is a thing that people say about recovery, too. Because some people, like, don't have something that maybe it's like, oh, I'm in recovery. But even part of recovery... is failing. I did it like many times before I quit drinking. And I did it. I've been doing it with the nicotine vapes for years. And it's like, it is a process. It's something that takes time that you have to be committed to. And if you fail and you start again, like to try again to quit, that's still something. And not everybody has a problem, but moderation is a really big thing, because everything is so easily accessible and everything is pushed that, like, you have to have this to have a good time. I think the hardest thing for me quitting drinking, and I'm not saying like, oh, you need to quit drinking or telling anyone how to do it. I'm saying me personally, when I quit drinking, my hardest thing to discover was how to have fun by myself without alcohol. Like, because even alcohol makes you like reach out to people that you're like socially. Maybe haven't talked, like makes you want to be like whatever. But when I don't have that, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
it's like a total opposite person.
Yeah. And so for me, it was like figuring out, okay, well, if I can have fun on my own with this, then I'm going to start figuring out how to have fun with a small circle of people around me. And like, you were one of those people, like when I was going through all of that stuff.
Yeah. And it's like amazing to have those friends where we don't have to drink to go out and have fun, because it just makes it so much more authentic. Yeah. And like, I have met, Erica recently, which you'll meet her soon. She loves the podcast. Shout out to Erica.
Shout out, Erica.
Happy birthday. Just passed recently. But yeah, she doesn't drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she's out there freaking out in the public every night going, oh, you want to go out here? You want to go out here? And I'm like, you do this?
Yeah.
Completely sober? Like, that's awesome, because that just means it shows how comfortable you are, first of all, in your skin, how true you are to yourself, to your friends. You're just a real person. And like,
enjoying your own company, like truly enjoying your own company, is the craziest experience. And it doesn't happen like all the time.
No,
because everybody goes through waves of stuff. But I've like almost, I haven't had feelings of like really enjoying my alone time and time with myself since I was like a kid.
Yeah.
Because I remember I would love that. I would go, oh, like rollerblading.
You're like,
started
yes.
doing that again. And maybe that's like, oh, whatever. It's chop. I don't think it is. I think it's just figuring out the things that you enjoy doing alone.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, no matter how many friends you have or how strong your relationship is or whatever, if you don't make the space for yourself to do things that bring you joy that you don't need other people to participate in, it's like, when those people don't have time for you, then things are going to be a lot more devastating.
Yeah, you're going to be like, wait, but what? What now? You know? You got to have that. That's amazing. So for me, like, my alone time is always just like, usually looking at makeup stuff, because like, that's where I get my creative inspiration. Going outside for me is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I just like sitting in the backyard. Whether it's just staring into the sky or looking at the plants.
I was
or
thinking like, staring into the sun. Like
directly into the light going blind. Getting my skin cancer. Woo. No, I don't want to do that. But yeah, like just laying and like doing relaxing things.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get my nails done. You know, that's always relaxing to me.
My relaxing things aren't relaxing.
You like read books.
Rollerblading. Well, kind of. I like to read books like before bed. I love to fall asleep reading a book.
Gym but is during the day, fun. I can't. The gym is something gym is, fun alone.
Gym is something fun, but I don't even do that necessarily like only alone. Like I do it to like maintain, but I enjoy doing it like with my partner.
Yep.
But for me, like the alone things, like rollerblading. I do that alone or with the dogs, but me with the dogs is alone. It's the same fucking thing.
They're a part of me. She protects them. They don't protect her.
But that's like my thing. Like drawing, especially like painting and stuff I'll do with you.
Yeah.
But drawing is like very specific and it takes up like so much of my concentration. And it just like that is where I pour stuff into when I'm feeling a certain way. And then usually create something really cool like that can just keep my focus away from the dark shit. Or
which is healthy.
Yeah. But even just like the same, like going outside.
Yeah.
Like just sitting. It's why it's been so hard this summer because when it finally got hot, I was like, I can't go outside to soak up the vitamin D. I can't do it.
Yeah, it is freaking nuts. And this girl's been golfing and you're like, how are you doing this? It must be so hot. It is so hot.
Yeah.
It is so hot.
What?
I've been saying,
go indoors and top golfers.
No, but you know what's cool is like these golf courses do have several trees. So what we do is we just hop from tree to tree.
Nice.
And we park in the shade, nice. Which makes it way better. And then I'll dip my bucket hat, the My Club one you gave me, in the ice bucket.
Nice.
And I put it on my head and I walk that. Around soaking wet.
For some reason, I just pictured like driving around on a golf cart with one of those lemon icies that you get from like a ball game.
Oh, the ones that are rectangles or like. They're like
a cup,
triangles?
Like a cup of.
Remember the ones that were like triangles and you'd suck on them?
Oh,
and
yeah,
they were
yeah.
paper.
Yeah.
They're like Minute Maid ones or something. Yeah. You'd eat the paper.
Remember these Italian ices that were like a gelato Italian ice? Like,
oh, yeah.
And they just melt in your mouth like.
Oh. All right. Italian ice.
Yeah.
Or gelato.
Y'all know how much I love making content. And one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Because they're both delicious.
Italian ice because I'm not going to have stomach issues. Yep, with gelato, I eat it anyway, but I do have stomach issues.
I love gelato so much.
It's so good.
And I went into a Baskin Robbins recently. I have not been in one for a long time. Have you gone to one recently?
No.
So
I don't think I've ever been to a Baskin Robbins.
What?
Mm-mm.
Where have you gone for ice cream?
Where
do you go?
I went to like solo places, like growing up, like the one
Thrifties?
I told you about, the one I told you about growing up that I would just ride to. It was like a local one.
Uh-huh.
So,
But like as an adult, do you ever go places for ice cream like Cold Stone?
Nope.
Okay, well.
We have to go on an adventure now. Yeah,
so there's Baskin Robbins not far from us. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I went there because at our local dispensary, we're not going to mention any names, they have those Keef Colas.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been getting the root beer and the orange. And I love the orange one with a little scoop of vanilla ice cream.
It just sounds so good. But, I didn't even consider that.
So, but listen to this. They have non-dairy vanilla. And it tastes just like the real deal. Mm. So what we could do is go get some vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
And go get one of those drinks. And they make 10 milligram ones too. Yes. They don't just make 100 milligram ones.
Perfect.
So we could get the couple tens.
Yes, that sounds fun.
Have a scoop of vanilla ice cream and make our floats.
That sounds bomb.
Sit in the pool. It's amazing. That's been my guilty pleasure lately. Lovely. And so going into this Baskin Robbins.
We can do a photo shoot with like the milkshakes, like make them look all cute with straws. Okay, I'm in. Yes.
See, content. Like, everything is content. Everything is content. Everything is content.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Everything's content. So we are definitely going to try that. But what I was excited about was... So 31 flavors. Baskin Robbins always has all the flavors. That's mm-hmm. what they're known for. But like, so as I'm getting to like the healthy stuff, because that's where I'm usually at. It's the boring, healthy, non-dairy shit or like sherbets. There was a lot of flavors. So they're really catering to people that are like, you know, lactose intolerant or just people that are just trying to be healthier in general. So shout out to you guys.
You know, lactose awesome. Intolerant is really funny because I tolerate lactose.
But you can't have milk.
Like, I consume it.
Yeah.
I tolerate it. Everything it does to me, I put it on the line. And I tolerate that shit. It's like an abusive relationship where I'm just like, listen, block of cheese, I love you. I want to slice you open and put you evenly on crackers. I want to build little sandwiches out of fig jam, cracker, and your fine creamy ass.
And maybe a nut or two. Oh.
Anyway, no nuts. That texture, I just pictured like a nut on top of fig butter on top of a piece of cheese.
That sounds great.
But I'm starting to like, I'm just laying out that nice charcuterie. I'm like, you like how I do that for you, baby? You like how I lay you out on the charcuterie board? You like those little olives dotting along? You like that? I do put it on the charcuterie. And I suck that sucker down. And I treat it so well. I take my time. I savor every bite. And then you know what happens? Stomach cramps all through the night. Because... The cheese,
and cheese
hates
dreams.
Me. And I do so much for the cheese. Like, I prepare it so nicely and it treats me this way. And I still tolerate it. And every time I'm like, it won't happen this time. And it does. And every time I keep doing
well, I feel you on that. That milkshake right now is hitting me real dirty right now. So.
That looked like a creamy smoothie.
It
bro.
Was just ice cream.
Yeah. Just ice
it
cream.
It was a vanilla shake with strawberry jam on God the sides. Damn. But you know what? When in Rome, and they recommend what their favorites are in a restaurant, you usually go with what they suggest, right?
Yeah, except that's that you don't know it's going to make your stomach start kicking you.
Like blast ass?
Yeah. It's like pregnant with a milk baby. It's like that's what kicks feel like when you're like, oh.
That's what it is.
Oh, the milkshake.
I think
returns.
It's twins.
This shit's getting aggressive. It does feel like getting just beaten up from the inside. And it's like you can tell as soon. For me, I can tell as soon as I've had something that's milk, like a coffee that you say, do the oat milk, do the almond milk. And they clearly don't because it just hits. It's
hits
so
dirty.
Quick. It's like three sips and I'm toast. It's like the smoothie. We had to regale that again today to them. Fuck, dude. Did not consider like it was quick. We walked like 10 minutes. 10 minutes and it was starting to have the cramps like it, by the time we got back I was afraid that I was gonna shit my pants in the lobby of this hotel.
It was bad. We were almost not gonna make it. She was not gonna make it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we did live and learn. Live
I
and learn.
I
should check my notes too.
Yes, please do. Just like monopolizing this shit over here.
Let's see here. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, why don't we take a quick break to check notes and come back because we have to announce the Patreon thing. We're going to have a little break for some fun that we're going to inhale.
And I'll be in the bathroom.
We'll be back. We'll be back after these short messages from one last sponsor, maybe, David.
Roll it. Hello, my baby.
Hello, my darling.
Hello, my ragtime gal.
Okay. So we're back because we have created something very, very special for our patrons. So Laura, we need to check how many patrons we are away from 55, because do you want to tell the fine ladies and gentlemen listening today what is going to happen when we reach 55 subscribers?
What are we going to do when we hit 55? We are going to film something really special, and that is Molly eating fruit by the foot off of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
So
we are actually 19 people away. Hang on. I'm so stupid.
We're 14.
No, 19. It's true, because we have 36 paid members.
Yeah, so 50. Oh, 55.
Yeah, 55. So
not 50.
Oh, I did the math right in my head. I had a moment that I was like, everyone's going to tell me how stupid I am. No. Because I felt like I was wrong.
No one will. And if they do, they're like stupid.
Also, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So, but once we have 19 more subscribers, we're going to be putting on a whole spectacular. I've already started writing out the basic idea for it. It's going to be our next skit production, and Laura's feet will be making an appearance for patrons only. All right. So join the pod, support the pod, love the pod.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be doing is, for those next 19 people, we are going to be drawing a winner from the entire, not just the people who have just joined, but we're going to be drawing two winners from everyone on the Patreon. So all 55 subscribers or more, if more people want to join as well, to be winning some shirts. So these are the shirts that we've created. And those who have joined our Zoom chat, we had two winners, which were announced. And now it is here to unveil. The winners were Rick and Naman. And they'll be receiving a rendition of this. Yes. Made our own Polaroid type content on the front. It says, from a previous episode that everyone seemed to really like, it says, if you want me to live, you'll have to kill me first. This is a screenshot from that moment in podcast history. The shirts will be signed, so we'll be giving away a shirt once we reach 55 subscribers. It could be you. And we're going to be drawing two winners, because
maybe you.
We want people to have the merch. We want people to represent. We want people to look at the back of your shirt and say, the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. And you can be like, well, it is a little dirty. It's not for the faint of heart. And then you share with a friend and your grandma and all that good stuff. And we get more subscribers. And you keep listening to the music video on repeat.
Like you have been already.
Like you have been. I know that we're getting up there. We'll still have to figure out what we'll do if it has 2,000 plays by the time this episode is out.
You might queef.
I might queef. No. Queefing wasn't queefing for 100.
10,000.
Oh, 10,000. No.
$10,000.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was 100 subscribers. I queef.
10,000.
For the pay. 10,000 subscribers.
That's about right.
10,000 subscribers. We get like a bunch of girls to just queef together.
In unity.
In unison.
It just rumbles the whole earth. Everybody on three. One, two, three.
Oh, shit. Teach a whole seminar on how to queef.
That could be really great. A master class.
Was I talking about the pussy weights?
Yes. So, and how easy they were for you?
They were so
You're
easy,
like, this
y'all.
Is it?
I think they must be for like, maybe like if you've given birth or something like that. Cause I was like, this shit is easy. Like, cause I was like, I'm getting older. Like, I want to make sure my pelvic floor is still in good standing. So I bought those like little weights but they look like a Wii Vibe. Cause you have like a weird little antenna dangling out the bottom of you. And it's just like,
what we recommend is that you start at the lightest weight and move on your way up as you graduate through different weights.
I'm just like making up what the pamphlet sounds like. I just read this. But it was like,
you should be able to hold it for 2 minutes or more at a time.
And so I'm going through, I'm holding these. It's like fucking nothing. My vagina's like, just like sucks it right in. It's like, it's not coming out. I got this. It's fine. It's going. And I got the heaviest one. By the time I got to the heaviest one, it had taken up like all of this time. And I was like, I might as well just keep it in for as long as I can. And I did. And it was like super easy. It got to the point that I only took it out because I got bored. And I didn't like the feeling of the tiny little antenna between my legs.
Dangling?
Yeah.
You'd rather it be the giant dick.
Yeah. I was doing like RDLs with this weight like in my pussy because I was like, you know, that probably makes sense too because you're like
you don't
clenching
know what
as
else
you go
is
down.
Doing that. It's just you.
Just me got my little pussy weight.
If you guys aren't sponsoring her yet for these little weights, please. I don't know what you're missing. You're leaving money on the table.
You're leaving money on the table. I can't remember what it was
this
called.
This needs
but...
to be your mascot right here.
Yeah. I was like, shit, this is like easy. Like, make them heavier. Make them heavier. What are we doing? Like, how?
She's going to be attaching really heavy weights to them.
I'm going to be like those, like the monks who do it with their testicles or whatever, yes. But it's holding weights inside of me. I wonder, like, I wonder what, like, the heaviest weight I can hold with my pussy is. Because, like, I felt like it was nothing. I felt like I was just walking around existing. And I was like, what are these
weights
for?
You've walked around with heavier dildos in you.
Oh, my God. Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
Because that's not... Daddy, listen to them sometimes. Scrub forward through this 15 to 20 seconds or so, maybe longer. because it's the dumbest thing because I want, like, continuity in the content. So when we're shooting, like, customs or just videos in general, if we pause or cut on a position... I want to make sure I remember exactly what that is, so I don't want to move my hand. So if I'm holding a dildo, I just hold it the same way, and I, like, waddle around trying to, like, move lights and, like, get shoes. I'll waddle
Mind
to the
you,
kitchen
I'm
with a
drink.
I'm in
the same room usually while I'm, like, just there, and she's just doing it. And I'm like, can I help you? And she'll be like, no, I got it.
The other
and
day like, was a stepladder.
Well, can you take the dildo out while you're doing these things? Because there's no real reason why you should be walking around with the dildo and you still... And then she goes, oh, fair. And then takes it out. And then just continues on. Setting up lights and fixing decor.
That's so funny because the other day, like, and it's like, I can't remember every time. Like, you will say it. Like, almost every time we shoot, like, hey, take the dildo. I'm like, oh, I forgot. And it's not like I can't feel it. I'm actively waddling around.
Carefully.
Holding it inside. I'm grabbing a stepladder with like a purple dildo inside of me. It doesn't make any sense. Like it's not. But I'm like, well, this is exactly how it was when we stopped rolling. So I'll just keep it this way. What the fuck am I doing? And why can't I stop?
You're learning. You're growing.
I've had times like day. Doing like the blowjob one, and I'll keep it in my mouth, and I'll be like, "No, lose a lot or there, trying to sign it on my face." Because I like, like what? It needs to be the same exact mouth position. You still moved your mouth around the dildo, so I can look exactly the same. That's why we cut in from different angles. God damn it! But it's just so dumb to me, like how dumb I am. Every time that I think I can't get dumber, I realize that I am. Like it's crazy. Fuck me. That's all right. It's entertaining. At least it's like a train wreck. But so we hope that you all join the Patreon because...
We lost camera.
Well, that means it's time to go. So long. Farewell. I don't know the rest of the song, but you must come every freaking Monday. So, but please join us on Patreon, patreon.com/TWND podcast. The song that we do sing on there was much better than the one I just sang for you now. So don't let that little song be any indication.
I think they're both very good.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Both. But skits, photo sets, extra bonus episodes. You get thought takes every month. We get monthly Zoom chats with our dirtbag tiers. And you are now by joining. And if you are already a member, remain a member because you'll be put into a drawing once we reach 55 subscribers. To win. If you want me to live, you'll have to kill me first. Shirt. So please join us.
They're so cool.
So cool. I love making merch. It's so fun.
It is. It's the best.
I was looking back at memories the other day. Sorry, quick before we go. And I was making, I forgot, like I made merch back when I was like cam modeling.
Yeah.
Like I had, like I was wearing and modeling the shirt that I remember printing. It was a big white shirt. It was me as dressed as Katana from Mortal Kombat.
Awesome.
And it was like a wanted poster type thing. And I was like, damn. Oh, we've been making
that's so
merch
dope.
Is fun. It's because
I still
cool.
have my Yoho shirt.
Hell
I love
yeah.
that shirt.
I love
it. I made it into a crop. It's super cute.
Yay. Cool. Well, thank you all. Please follow the podcast at TWND Podcast on Instagram and X and leave us a rating. I keep looking at that camera, but it's off. Keep
look at mine.
Subscribe. Subscribe. Leave us a rating. 5 stars, maybe. Also, make sure you join patreon.com/TWND podcast. Hopefully a dirtbag tier.
Yes.
And we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.